Hey, everybody. This is another episode of Extra Normal Podcast. My name is Chris. Alongside me is...
Brianna. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. It's been a little while. That's a reoccurring theme with us, but, you know, we got busy. We got COVID.
We did. It happened.
It happened. We lasted 2.5 years without at least knowingly getting COVID.
And I hear one more person say, but you've been so safe, I'm going to lose my mind.
You were a little bit of hypochondriac about it.
For sure. Well, I'm a germaphobe anyways. I'm paranoid.
I was a little more sloppy about it, for sure.
Like, yeah, you definitely didn't wash your hands when we would come home from anything. I'd have to remind you.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. But, you know, it's... In the back of my head, I knew we were going to get it regardless of kind of what we did.
Eventually.
It's just one of those shitty things about it. It's like, you mm-hmm. know that you're going to get it. So whatever, but we're here. We made it through it. I felt like shit. Like, it's a legit thing. And I just don't like, I know that there's very, very like varying levels of like how much people give a shit about it. But to be like blasé about it, like for me now, like, even knowing that, like, I'm not going to die from it, like, I don't ever want to fucking get it again because it's just annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
It was annoying and really depressing, too. It was just, like, you know, being just stuck, not being able to do anything, not being able to work, feeling completely unmotivated and just, like, you know, just really, like, disappointed. And, yeah, it was all the things. And I think, for me, I was fine with it. I was... gonna just work through it, but then our kid got sick and she got it worse than we did, and that was probably the hardest part.
Yeah, that's when it becomes tough. That's when it, like, kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say hits home, but it just it fucking sucks. And especially because trying to be like functional and like doing childcare, it's just like it's not fucking fun. It's not. It sucks. Anyways, we're here again. This is going to be a free-for-all. We're going to go through some stuff I found in the news. I found an article, and I want to get your opinion on this, because this intrigued me. This is, like, up my fucking alley in terms of the extraterrestrial world. There was a scientist who published a paper in Astrobiology magazine, it's a scientific journal, Astrobiology. And she stated that she believes that there's a distinct possibility that aliens might be using rogue planets, spaceships.
As spaceships?
As spaceships.
So kind of like the moon?
Sort of, but it'd be rogue planets. And they would basically, because what her theory is, and to just go quickly go over what a rogue planet is, it's anything that, it's kind of an orphan planet, like it's knocked out of the solar system, so it's kind of floating in between solar systems. Her theory is that it would be very suitable because it would be essentially, excuse me, if they had the technology, be a habitat that they can, it'd be like a spaceship and a biome, and they could kind of use gravity and kind of spring to these rogue planets to jump across solar systems.
Interesting.
Which I thought was cool. And that seems like a decent theory. One of the like issues with it hitting home is I think the rogue, let me look up how far away our closest rogue planet to us. It's pretty far. So I don't know if it's like it's like immediate, like it's like running real close to home. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to think that we, you know, it's also interesting that we might end up being a rogue planet someday, but it's interesting to think that is a way that they can jump from, right, essentially from deserted island, that being a planet, to deserted island to kind of jump. So.
Wow. That's really fascinating.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. What would be your appetite on staying in a, like if you, so say we're in the near future. Mm-hmm. Or for probably pretty far for us, but say we're in the future and we have the ability to kind of jump from a rogue planet to a rogue planet. Would you want to do that? Would you be volunteering to kind of be in like a kind of deserted island? I guess it goes kind of back to the Mars situation. Yeah, because I'm a very curious person.
And so I would probably be like digging up bodies or trying to find ruins and trying to understand the civilization that was there to hopefully learn something.
Yeah.
Just be a little bit more open-minded. Yeah, I definitely would think it would be something very fascinating, you know, in part all aspects.
Yeah, part of me would want to do that. But also part of me would be like, ugh, like, it's going to be annoying. It's like, you were making fun of me these past couple weeks. You have the theory that I don't like vacations. And I feel like it would be an extra long fucking vacation. Would be hanging out on a rogue planet with a bunch of other fucking space travelers.
I just feel
it'd be like a giant Airbnb.
I just feel like motivating you to actually, like, you'll be like, we should do this and we should do that. But actually getting you to book something is really hard. But then when we finally do, you just like point out all the negative parts.
Oh, come on. Like what?
Like how long it is.
Uh-huh.
How social you're going to have to be.
That's you hit the ticket when I have to be like, social.
How
that's
hot is it going to be? It's just, yeah, you know.
Well, what was the last one we went on? What was the temperature on the last vacation we went on?
It was warm, but we were in the
pool.
What
was the temperature?
We're in the pool.
What was the temperature?
That doesn't matter.
What was the temperature?
Because we literally knew that, so we rented a house with a pool.
110 degrees, right?
So were you going to be...
Surface of the sun?
Did I make you go hiking? No.
No, I wouldn't have gone hiking. I would have fucking not gone. So
I would have.
And then the previous little vacation, how hot was that?
What was the previous one? Oh, San Diego?
No.
It was cold. San Diego. Oh, yes. Joshua Tree.
Area 55. Which we didn't talk about because we haven't done an episode since.
We haven't?
Did we?
I can't remember.
I can't remember if we talked about it. We stayed at a UFO, which is really just a...
Yeah, it was really a really cool experience. I put it on my TikTok. And I don't know if we put it... Did we put on Extra Normal? I think we did.
I think you did.
But yeah, if you guys want more information on how to stay there, it's a really neat spot. I would say definitely go during the spring when it's not as warm and book way in advance. I had to book over a year in advance to get a spot there.
Yeah, it's just super
popular because it's just a really cool, epic place to stay.
It's very like, it's very like picture filtery, and that's why mm-hmm. people love it. It's like, it's fit for that. Hey, did you know that I want to get your gauge of your bullshit. I want to see how high your bullshit meter is up on this story.
Which one?
Bill Clinton, apparently he was in an interview with James Gordon a few weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he said that he sent agents to Area 51 to look for aliens, but doesn't have anything to report on that. He's saying basically he sent out a bunch of people and there's no aliens.
Why the fuck is he even doing that? Who the fuck is
that? Was when he was president.
Oh, really? Supposedly he did that?
Supposedly, yeah.
I feel like...
Like, he wouldn't have any knowledge either way. He's like, you guys, go check it out. Like, I think he's bullshitting.
I feel like he probably was getting a lot of, like, maybe push to do that. And so he was like, we're going to quote unquote do this, but I don't think they really did that. Or like, you know, all of the whatever agents, they were all in cahoots with it. You know, so I think even if, you know, I think that he does know what's really going on.
Of course he does. Presidents. He's the president. He has some insight.
But I mean, they're even like today, 2022, like they're giving us little tidbits of like, oh, there could be, and this is it. You know, they're giving us, it's like they're starting to expand our horizons of it being possibilities, because I think that something big is going to happen.
Well, also, I think they're expanding because there's been leaks. Like, before mm-hmm. that whole big San Diego, right off the coast of San Diego, that big fucking tic-tac thing was that the tic-tac? Anyways, the one that the UAP that they saw, the Air Force pilots saw off the coast of San Diego, that was not released officially by the government until it was leaked.
But they still tried to even debunk.
Times 2 years before that,
we watched videos. They're still trying to debunk that, saying that, like, you know, there was like a, what was it? Like some military guy that was like, oh yeah, like, you know, we would just fuck with people and fly our
crafts like that. No, that so that. So that was the actual pilot who, mm-hmm. so the actual pilot who saw that believes that it's something outside of the scope of the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. But he, in interviews, he would say that, although he believes that there are stuff unknown, it's either, you know, foreign governments that we're not aware of, technology, or it's extraterrestrial, or it's some scientific phenomenon that we mm-hmm. aren't able to register. But he was talking about the fact that he has a good breadth of also the hoaxes that would happen, because they would do that. So mm-hmm. he wasn't saying that was part of one of the hoaxes. He yeah. would say, I know that there's hoaxes out there. I don't believe every single... He was kind of trying to give himself more credence by mm-hmm. saying, I know that there's hoaxes out there. I know we would fuck with people and stuff right. like that, but this wasn't us fucking with people.
Yeah.
So that was actually from that pilot. And I'm sure there's people trying to debunk.
I got it, though, that he was, like, still trying to, like...
No, I think he's a believer
and
be now. Like,
oh, well, it could have been maybe somebody in Russia doing the same thing to us and fucking with us.
Maybe.
Something but
the issue is, one of the things why he seems to be a believer is because of the trajectory of the whatever the flying object was, yeah. right? It's not something where, like, he, as a pilot, they would fuck with, like, people in the middle of, like, Southern California, like... South California near the mm-hmm. border, and southern areas like in the middle of the desert, essentially, because how they would fuck with people, with the lights, right? Mm-hmm. They would just like flash their lights and do like weird stuff. But it's all can be explained in our current understanding of trajectories and how
right.
Our current scientific knowledge of aviation. This didn't follow that pattern, right? It's not like him fucking with people. So
Also, recently we had seen on like several different social media, like I think I saw it on Instagram, I saw it on TikTok. It was like weird, like orbs appearing in unison. So there's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see those?
No.
You should check it out, because it's interesting. Like, it's where for me it's like, oh, like, what is that in the distance? Like, you know, it could be anything if it was just one, but the way that it has, like, it'll have one light up, and then a few seconds later, the next one lights up, and then the next one. And it's like forming like a line, but then it like goes up. It's like, I don't know. I'm like, is it like a bunch of UFOs together trying to form letters from their planet? I don't know.
Can I ask you something? What? Sorry, this is going back a little bit to Area 51. Why do you think if Area 51 has alien mishaps, right? Alien crashes, alien. Like, mm-hmm. it's all stuff where we collected because aliens fucked up. Do you think the mother planet or whatever, do you think they just wrote off these aliens? Like, they're not going, like, do you think they conducted, like, search and rescue yeah. missions? Well, they had to have enough intelligence to know that ended up in Area 51. Did you think they tried to grab that shit?
There's so many. I think they purposely come, like, it's kind of like, I almost, it's going to sound so stupid and so insane, but that's, here we are and here I am. And that's who I am.
2022, we're building up to this.
So like here, you were just talking about like the rogue planets. Like, uh-huh. I feel like there's minerals here that we don't know that could be utilized. I mean, we do know, but we choose not to. Like, we know that water in some way, shape, or form could power our vehicles to drive. So if you're...
Well, the Hoover Dam is a giant power supply facility.
Well, so if you're going to be an extraterrestrial, right? And let's say Mercury, for instance, powers their vehicle. Maybe they're coming here as a gas station. Like Earth is their gas station. What are they
filling up?
So maybe in the process of coming... They ran out of quote unquote gas, and that's what ended up happening. They didn't make it to the place where they were going to recharge, and that's why sometimes you see people talk about the UFOs coming out of the water. Maybe there's some kind of granite, some kind of rock underneath the ocean that we obviously can't reach, that they somehow can, that's like recharging, or maybe it's something they need to bring back to their mother planet to keep their deities, you know, their whatever extraterrestrial people race alive.
Well, can I not to pour fuel on the fire, but can I give you a made up theory I just made up?
Sure.
What if, based on this rogue planet idea, this rogue planet concept, what if this extraterrestrial race, right, whatever this species is, whatever their home planet was, mm-hmm. they pulled out humans and they fucked up their own planet, let's just say that, and they had to jump to a rogue planet that doesn't carry what their the fuel that their technology would suffice, and that fuel source is on Earth. So say... In your world, Mercury is the fuel source. Say that their home planet had that and they developed technology to utilize that fuel source, but then they fucked up their own planet. They had to leave. They had to jump over to a rogue planet that doesn't have Mercury. So maybe they're coming over here and taking that fuel resource and coming back, but then why wouldn't they just inhabit this and just take over this like the Europeans did with, you know, much of...
Well, I would hope whatever... race of being you are, you wouldn't just want to kill off a whole entire, and they probably realize that, like, if they killed us all, that would be like such a mess. So
would it be a mess for them,
depending like how
did they eviscerate us like Mars Attacks and just be done with us?
But we would still, like, it just seems like such a mess. So maybe they just rather just come do their own thing and not have to deal with it, like, if they're living inside the mountains, you know, like, I, you know, my well,
they would have to come out. I mean, you would likely think they would come. And also, too, from a fuel source perspective, if they are getting stuff as a fuel source, they're mm-hmm. getting limited quantities, right? Because they're coming in small batches, essentially, if they are visiting or whatever.
Maybe they're not.
You can't imagine
that. Maybe they're not as greedy as us. They take what they need.
But they're flying all the way to fucking from their home planet to all the way to here. I mean, that's. I don't know. It's hard. I gotta ask you this too. We're all gonna play.
I don't know. Because what about wormholes? Because if that's a real thing, then they can get back to their place very quickly.
Well, and I think. Well, I also think that if they're very dependent on our fuel source, if they're not gonna annihilate us, I think that and their technology is far superior. Right? They have weaponry. They have whatever. You imagine if they have flight. In the capacity that you can imagine them going through wormhole, they're going to have advanced weaponry that could surpass ours. You would imagine, mm-hmm. right? Those would go kind of hand in hand. Why wouldn't they come here and explore the two options, either destroy us completely or make friends with us and say, we're here. And I know there's a theory that humans aren't ready and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Why would they give a shit if we're ready or not, right? Like, why would they care if humans are not going to be able to fully fucking grasp? If they have weaponry that could surpass whatever we have, you know, and they have ways to get back.
Well, I mean, it goes through all the theories of time. It's like, if it's true that we were made by an alien race, it's talks about how humans have always been like a very rebellious race, and they kind of left us behind because we were just too much for them, so they just kind of left. But in essence, like, we're still part of them, so they feel somewhat connected. So I feel like they're still amongst us.
And are you saying we're like the black sheep of the fucking
family? You haven't heard that? The Anunnaki. they created that's them. What the Anunnaki believe.
It's like basically like when you have like when you have a few sons and one mm-hmm. of them's just a complete fuck up, and you don't completely disown them, but you don't really help them anymore. You put them in rehab a few times and you're like, I'm done. I'm just leaving. That's it. You're on your own. Like that's how they're treating us.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
they I know
we're not that bad.
There was there was two brothers in the Anunnaki, and one of them was like, fucking kill them off. Another one can't do that.
People who are not up on that. There's theories, like, especially with like aliens.
I hope if you're listening to our podcast, you're into this shit. So I would say like some people, like majority people are going to know a little bit about Anunnaki.
A little bit, but I'm just trying to let everybody in. I'm trying to be all inclusive here. We're all inclusive. Like, come join the train. But the theory is that the Anunnaki were an alien race, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the theory?
They're supposed to be the first civilization here. because they trace back to like before Egypt.
First, or were they early?
The earliest that we can go.
The earliest we could civilization, go right? But they weren't the earliest humans, right? Or no?
I mean,
humans were floating around as like small bands of.
But that could have been what the Anunnaki left behind.
But were they here before? Were they proto-humans or were they here after humans?
I don't. You could look up the date. I don't know. Oh, like it's been a while since we.
I thought you said everybody knows about the Anunnaki.
Well, yeah, like
people at this table don't know about the Anunnaki.
Obviously, I do. That's what I'm talking about. I don't. Sorry, I don't know exact dates. In 1847.
That's too
BC.
Late.
Like
they're Sumerian, so they were their first like civilization. They weren't their first humans. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if we might be somewhere in the family tree of some extraterrestrials that are far away, but I don't know if we were created by extraterrestrials and ditched. Unless there is a world, like we have to think about a world where we were created somehow by extraterrestrials.
Just, to me, it just would make sense though.
And they ditched us, but then now they're extinct. That's a distinct possibility. That's a distinct possibility.
I mean, even if you look at like Christianity, it's like, when you read the Bible and stuff, so much happened like 2,000 years ago, but you rarely hear about miracles and stuff like, you know, we don't see Jesus walking on water. We don't see, you know, so it's like.
Well, there's arguments that's maybe a case against religion, is that the miracles always are presented as a past, but you rarely ever see them in the present. Like it's.
But even similar to going to India, okay, when you think of their religion, like same thing. There was all these, you know, gods and goddesses,
sure.
And Greek myth, they call it mythology now. Like, you know, so
sure.
You
just wonder. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to the Vikings, so. But did
religion really broadly? Happen? I'm saying is that there's always with religion. One of the arguments against it is that everything seems to be in the past. Like, just trust us, the miracles all happened in the past, mm-hmm. but we don't see any performance now. Like, these grand miracles, right? Everybody believes, who is of faith, believes in miracles, but there's no parting of the Red Sea these days. There's no, you know, grand, you know, Noah's Ark, you know. And the flood is not... It's not unfathomable and like a historical miracle. It's the fact that Noah was able to throw everybody on a ship and it helped. That's the part that's like magical, not the fact that there was a giant flood. Like, but anyways, I have a question for you. So say in this world where we are grand creators, let's just say, we'll just float on the theory that we were created and then ditched. Say these grand creators come back. How do you think there's going to be different reactions across the board? There's going to be people who panic. There's going to be people with open arms. There's going to be all kinds of fucking people. There's going to be people trying to hand them crystals for healing. how do you feel? What do you think the broad reaction of the human species is going to be if an alien spaceship came down and said, we're here, right? The initial contact, there was no indication really of how they are going to be, similar to
I'd be European. Very scared.
I'd be freaking the fuck out.
It's one thing I feel like if you know it's your ancestors, but and they make that known, but if they just come and just like, you know, we're taking over your planet, like there's no way to know even how to feel. Like,
even if they're saying, they're not saying they're taking over,
like my first words would be like, fucking told everybody that thought I was crazy, but like, but you know, fuck I you. Would be, but I would be really scared and I would be very hesitant. And I feel like we're dealing with people with advanced technology. We kind of like would have to comply.
We would have to. And you always have to look at fucking historical precedents, is because we have a case study in, like I said, like the Europeans coming to what's now America and North America and South America and all and parts of Africa and stuff like that, where originally there was no Europeans there and they came over and inhabited. They came with diseases, which is distinctly possible with an alien to come for them to come up with their bugs that we have no immune system for. Yeah. Two, they're more advanced, and so they have the capability to wipe us out quickly. And three, they don't need us. If they're coming over from a fucking wormhole, mm-hmm. we are expendable. And we're mm-hmm. up to the mercy of an alien race.
Yeah.
And I don't trust that. I don't trust that. And
well, if the Anunnaki, you know, theories are true, you know, we were once slaves to them. So, I mean, that's kind of the direction I would think an advanced technology, if they were to keep some of us that comply, that would be our job, would be to be some sort of slave for them.
You would imagine, right? We would have to be. Like, mm-hmm. why would they make us equals? Mm-hmm. Other than if they're angelical. Like, some people, there's one ancient alien lady who bugs the shit out of me because she's, you know who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. right? She thinks that aliens are here to just be our buddies and be our friends. They're not.
Some of them.
Either they're coming out of curiosity and mm-hmm. it's just a tourist expedition and we're fucking probably expendable, or they're coming for resources and so we're expendable, or they're coming to conquer, which means we're expendable. Like, in every case, we're fucking expendable.
Right.
There's no case. Unless the only time it was reversed is if we get the technology and we come to them.
Right.
And tables are turned, motherfucker. Like, here we are.
I mean, there's the theory that, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast before or not. There's a really cool theory that we're all star children and we're just coming we're coming to experience being a human. And so basically, like, our actions are just like how we are inheriting humanity and how each of us individually adapt to situations. Like, sometimes when I'm driving and I'm at a stop sign and there's like a crazy homeless person mm-hmm. and they're just like completely on drugs and they're just like talking to themselves, losing their mind completely. And I just wonder like maybe that star child just this world was too overwhelming for them. Like, they're overwhelmed and this is why their life has turned into that. Like, this is the stuff that, so close when I'm driving to work.
This is what you think. You don't think it's like a massive drug addiction or
no? I do, but I think that, like, to really absorb life to its fullest, that's unfortunately how this star child is. You know, like, there's some of us are weaker and stronger minds, and unfortunately, like, I feel like maybe this world was just too overwhelming for somebody like that, and that's how they get.
This world is overwhelming. I have to stop myself, because sometimes if you stop to think, right, you're in your daily bullshit life where you're worried about work and you're worried about finances and you're worried about what you're going to have for fucking dinner. If you stop to think about the fact that our whole existence as individuals is based on a fucking organ, a heart properly functioning. Mm-hmm. And for us, we've been around a few years, so it's a few years old. It's not like, it's not right. a brand new fucking car. Right. Like, the fact that we're relying on all our fucking organs to function, including our brain, that could collapse in any moment.
Yeah, like, some people just fucking aneurysm and came out of nowhere, had no idea.
The fact that there are multiple natural disasters that can happen at any second.
Yeah.
The fact that we are spinning on a planet that scientifically, obviously, it's pretty sound that we're going to keep spinning. But what if it fucking stops spinning? What if something happens with the sun, which is, again, scientifically, we're few years out from it becoming, you know, becoming a dead star. Like, we're mm-hmm. quite a ways. But who knows? Like, the fact that we could, there's and one of the things that leads to this podcast or kind of lends to one of the subjects of the podcast is that the fact that we are surrounded by infinite solar systems, and there might be any of those solar systems where an alien species is on the verge of visiting us and destroying us in some way.
Yeah.
Like, it could be mind fucking crushing. If you stop to think about that and you let it consume you, it's insane. Like,
well, you've also heard the theory about, like, the Earth has layers.
Like a cake?
Pretty much. But, yeah, like, so
as long as there's no carrot,
we're living on the top layer. So they say, like, in there's like middle layer, right? So there's probably some kind of species living in the middle layer. Mm. And then you go deeper, there's another layer, and then deeper, you know? And so, I mean, I think that that's...
Not to mention the part that I in my lifetime, I have come to the understanding that I will never fucking grasp quantum physics in a parallel universe. Even though we did a fucking episode, I still don't. I don't fucking get it. The fact that we
But
we might be living in a parallel universe where, where we're living in the folds. And
that's why we get deja vu.
And there could be like some other version of me.
Yeah,
movie plot that is coming after me from a different fold.
Well, that's a dick.
Wait, what's a dick?
No, the other version of you. Because it's the one in my dreams.
No, I'm
I have like dick. It's the weirdest thing. So I have these dreams about my husband sitting next to me. He's taken ladies, so back the fuck off. No, but my dreams are like,
I don't think there's a line.
There's been a couple times where I've had these dreams that like, he will blatantly just like cheat on me and like have no remorse, no face expression. That's like, I fucked up. Like, I'm sorry. I want to be back with you. It's just kind of like, I did that. Yeah, I did that.
Hit me.
Like, and and I'm like, okay, well, you know, like me and our daughter are out, and he's just like, okay. And it's just like, and I just wonder if in a parallel universe, if that is the version of you. And if so, like, what made you tick? Like, what made you change? What made you turn into this very cold person?
I don't know. I can't explain that dream. Because
just to tell you about this guy sitting next to me. Uh-oh. He's like the opposite. Like, he's very caring, loving, emotional. So like that, like never in a million years would I ever think that he would cheat on me. Like, we have a very trusting relationship, and so it's so weird that I have those dreams. And maybe it's just, it could totally maybe not be parallel universe. It's just maybe in the back of my mind, like worrying, like trying to like what's it called, self-sabotage, you know?
Yeah.
So is there could be that.
There's got to be like some. Other than, there's got to be some like part of the dream where people have premonitions because they get signs or whatever, like their husbands come home like smell like perfume or whatever, or significant others, either way.
I'm like, what I've learned recently, and I should have listened to it a long time ago, listen to your instincts, listen to your gut. When you have that feeling that you shouldn't do something or that something's going on, listen to it, because I feel like just like animals, we have instincts. Like we have the ability, I really feel, to, I don't want to say in the sense of being like psychic, but in a sense, in some type of essence, like I feel like we do. Like, we know. I'm very in touch with my surroundings and things going around me, and I usually can read people very, very quickly by meeting them if I want to jive with them or not. So listen to your instincts.
Yeah, but
yours is paranoia. If you don't.
Yours is not instincts. Yours
I'm talking in
yours is just pure paranoia.
We can edit this out, but I'm talking in.
You want to edit that out too?
In the instincts of like
I'm claiming this.
Everything
mic.
In my body told me something was gonna go wrong on the trip that we just went on.
Uh-huh.
And
we got COVID on the trip, by the way, just in case you're wondering where we got it from. We went on a vacation.
We edit this out. I'm just talking to you at this point. But like I kept thinking, red flags, our neighbors were going on a trip right before, they were gonna be on airplanes, they were coming back from Mexico, they're with a big group, and I kept in the back of my mind, I wonder if they would test, and I didn't want to ask them to test because it would start drama because they don't believe in tests. So, but that was the thought. And then we got there, and they were coughing, and I remember saying to you in our bedroom privately, like, do you think, like, you know, they're coughing a lot. Like, what do you think? You know, and in my gut instinct, I knew that it wasn't right. And I knew it even before we got there, that I went through my mind that they were going to be in Mexico, and I felt unsafe, and I should have listened to that. And I should have just, whether they wanted to hear or not, hey, do you guys mind testing? How about we all test before we go? And I didn't listen to my instincts. And that's happened so many times.
Well, that's what gets you is family and neighbors and friends and all that stuff. Because I constantly told you during the all throughout COVID, it's hilarious that we, during our most hypochondriac moments, you instinctively, for some reason, there's like something tribal in our brain where if it's a complete stranger, you want to protect yourself by either wearing a mask or keeping a good distance or whatever. You're more guarded. But when it's someone who is a friend or family who is equally as likely to be contagious, your guard is much less down, right?
Yes.
That's always what gets, it's weird. It's this tribal fucking like lizard brain of ours that says, I know these people, I can trust, even though they are 100% as likely to give you a bug. You cannot
trust anybody.
Trust nobody. Isn't that a bumper sticker?
What you can hope
for. Fear God, trust nobody.
Just hope that they could be honest with you. And, you know, from the get-go, be like, hey, like, we still want to come, but we're, you know, have a runny nose, have a little cough. So you can kind of give people like an idea. And it's funny because like last year we were in this situation because Clementine started having a stuffy nose, and we were invited to a gathering and
gathering the juggalos.
We warned the people that, hey, this is what's going on. Like, you know, like we really want to come, but like we don't want to put anybody at risk. And they still had us come. They said, no, it's fine. Just come. And we came, and then they got sick, which was kind of crazy because we didn't get sick.
No. Know?
My mom didn't get sick. Like, it was just...
We were pushing not to go, and they were, like, very insistent that we go. And there's reasonings for that, because I think there was a lightly attended event.
That's true.
To put it gently.
That's true.
I just don't... For me, the instinct is I don't get... wanting to give anybody any fucking cooties. Like, even if you think about, just from a politeness perspective, even a common cold, right? When I have a common cold, I feel bad, like just crummy, generally crummy. I muscle through, I go to work, all that stuff. Work at home, I don't like get other people sick. But you feel generally shitty for 3 days. I'm very hesitant to make anybody feel shitty for 3 days.
Right.
Or give anybody the flu, make anybody have diarrhea or like fatigue for a week. You're taking, like, basically by being nonchalant and kind of blasé about fucking people being sick, like you're making someone have a week of shitty life. Like, that's what I don't get about people being blasé about being sick. Like, I just do you want to give someone like even for us, like we made it through COVID, it's all fucking fine.
But we don't get that week back of our life.
You don't.
Either, you know?
You don't.
And again, like, I know we're eventually going to, everybody's going to get it. And I understand that, but
but doesn't mean you give everybody it.
Yeah. You just have to be a little bit more cautious. Like, you know, like, whether or not, like, you know, all of my, like, I know there's going to be a lot of, like, anti-vaxxers on here. And that's great. Like, if you don't get the vaccine, I don't judge you for that.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, you know, if you have a cold or a quote unquote cold and you think it's a cold, that can totally be the opposite for somebody else that gets it. You know, what if somebody else, you know, is a smoker, you know, so their lungs aren't as strong. So that little cold could be really hard on their lungs, or somebody with autoimmune, you know, issues and,
it's just,
you know, like asthma. And there's just so many reasons to just be cautious and respectful. Common sense.
It's common sense. And even the people who argue that there are some arguments that COVID is now equivalent basically to the flu, which is fine.
Because it's all part of the coronavirus.
Sure.
What, you know, their whole...
Let's go on that premise, right? I don't know if I believe in that or not. I don't care. I mean, we went through it fine. But even if you believe it's just the flu, who knowingly gives someone else the fucking flu?
Right.
Nobody used to do that. Like, mm-hmm. you had the flu, you avoided people. But now
it's like you have this weird...
Now it's like this weird emotional thing that like, yeah. I have to get... Because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in its significance.
And it's just a selfish thing. Like, I'm not going to change my lifestyle.
I get that. I completely get that, not wanting to like avoid crowds or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you have symptoms, maybe not give everybody else a fucking... Right. A crummy week or a crummy couple days, the worst
symptom that could make it very easy to be it's already a very contagious virus, right?
Sure.
But the worst symptom is a cough.
Because you're throwing out all your
because I mean you could sneeze you cover you know sure. but I mean a cough like it's game the fuck over.
Sure. I just don't get how. If you don't believe it's that serious or significant, fine enough. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But don't give me your fucking bugs. Mm-hmm. I don't want your bugs.
Yeah.
Whether it's a cold, whether it's a flu, whether it's COVID, whether it's herpes, I don't want your bugs. Like, I don't want any of that shit. Just don't. If you feel like you might be sharing your bugs, maybe stick away from people. I don't know.
Or guess what? Just have the common courtesy to let us know.
Yeah.
Anybody know. Like, that's why I think this has been going on so long. And there's so many variants because you just have so many people that just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, there's also, too, there was a lot of information that said that herd immunity was the best immunity. So we should all get it. But again, it's like it goes down to from an individual like herd immunity is great. And I think that having antibodies and having faced the bug is well enough. But again, I think it comes this we're talking more about like just common courtesy in terms of like, hey, if you're sick, mm-hmm. like the whole workplace bullshit, like if you're sick, stay home because you don't want to give anybody else the cold, the flu, mm-hmm. the COVID, the whatever it is. Like you just don't just because you believe in herd immunity doesn't mean you have to fucking push it along by making me have a bad week.
Right.
I don't want a bad week. If I get a bad week because I get COVID. Oh, well, a lot of people have COVID. I'm not the first. I'm definitely not the last. Mm-hmm. I'm one amongst many. I feel like less people haven't had COVID at this point than people who have. But don't give it to me. Don't be the one to give it to me.
Right.
Just don't be that person. Like if I get it, okay, but let's try not to make you that person who gives it to me.
So it's just very.
I'm not going to like you.
And I really feel like it put us in a very awkward situation. And, we were in a very dark place too. We were both very down.
I got depressed. I got really depressed because I think because one of my I would say the biggest fucking candidate or the biggest fucking manifestation symptom of COVID for me was fatigue. Mm. And I hated myself because you know me, I'm pretty antsy. I'm mm-hmm. pretty like
hyper
wiry. So my brain being wiry and not being able to fucking get up, like, made me really fucking depressed. I'm like, this sucks. Like, I want to get up and do things. I want to just bounce around like an idiot. Like, not even like I need to save the world because I'm not fucking that person. But I just need to bounce around and I can't, like, because I'm too tired and I keep taking naps. I don't like taking naps because of my own fucking mental psychosis that says that if you're taking naps, your life is dwindling away. It's a bullshit mental, like, issue that I have, but it fed into that because I would have to take naps.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it's a whole thing.
It is a thing. Like I've heard from multiple people that depression is a symptom.
And can I tell you what else was a cause, I think, of my depression? It's because you build it up. Because we went so long without having it officially. Mm-hmm. Who knows if one of us snuck it and it was early in the days and all that stuff. But when you anticipate it and you just like, and it's been such a topic for everybody for fucking 2 years and you get it and it's just mildly annoying, it's almost kind of depressing that it's like, it's anticlimactic, right? Because you were like,
we thought we were going to die.
I never thought. I honestly, like, throughout the whole thing, I was never like, I get it. I'm going to be, it's going to be fucking
like after,
raw,
like, the first.
It's just anticlimactic.
I think after the first day, I was like, because you hear that it could take turns, right? And you hear that there it comes in waves. So I was a little bit scared because the first day I was down, couldn't even stand up for more than 5 minutes because I just felt so weak. But the next day I was like doing dishes, feeling a little bit better. You know, and so I was like, okay, but then I was like worried, well, what's going to happen the next day? Am I going to be like on breathing machine? Like, you know, so I don't know. And I'm still, cause it's only been almost where we're like shy a couple days of a month for us when we tested positive. I'm still the worst symptom for me, especially for what I do for a living, is hair loss. I'm so petrified that I'm going to lose my hair, you know?
I get scared of. Like, there's a lot of fear in my head about, like, we were talking about just a few minutes ago, the aneurysms, the sudden heart attacks, all that stuff. You heard stories of COVID, and it was a lot of, like, some of it was fear-mongering, but some of it was what would happen is that people would take a turn for the better, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they would, like, have to be hospitalized because they couldn't breathe, or they would have a heart attack because there was some complication or something like that. That was my fear, is, like, that unknown. Is because mm-hmm. I always... In the back of my head, I have this like intuition that I'm going to go in some funky, fucked up way like that. Like, it's going to be like, I'm better now. Look, COVID ain't shit. And then like, as soon as I say that, karma comes to kick me in the ass. And like,
that was the scariest thing.
That's my fear.
You just know with COVID, it's still very unpredictable. Everything that scientists have learned and doctors along the way, they're still learning so much more because it's still a very unpredictable virus.
It is unpredictable. And the thing that causes me fear too, like a little bit of fear, like lowercase f on fear is the mutation factor, right? We know that right now COVID is not significant. I think it's still hovering around 2-3% mortality rate, which is not, you know, it's not the blue ball out of play. But, like, I always have this, like, again, this fear that I'm going to be the lucky one who gets the first mutation of the super COVID. Mm-hmm. And that I just, like, COVID ain't shit. And then, like, you know, I get this weird fucked up mutation and I'm the patient zero of the fucking zombie apocalypse. That always is in the back of my head. Like, even though it's irrational, it's unlikely. Usually these kind of flu-like viruses kind of taper and they become milder to help. Keep the spread for their own existence, like the Spanish flu. It lasted for a very long time, but it had a wave where it turned incredibly. It was fine. It was mild. People were kind of floating out there. Then it turned incredibly dangerous. Incredibly. There was the mortality rate like skyrocketed comparative mm-hmm. to what it was in the beginning, and then it kind of phased out, and it became a milder bug, and it kind of slowly phased out. I think COVID has that probably same trajectory, but I'm not going to trust my bad luck. Right. I'm going to be the unlucky fucker who gets the mutant one.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm such a paranoid person, because you hear all these stories and I'm like, I'm not better than anybody else. I don't deserve more than anybody else. So I'm just going to try to be as safe as I can, because I don't know how it's going to affect me and my family, you know?
No, nobody knows.
It's very, just very... disturbing when you know that there's people that you think are close to you that
you was my friend
just take shit so lightly and just show up and literally contaminate the entire house and have no recollection, because it couldn't have been you, because 6 months ago you had it and you still have the herd immunity, which is hilarious, because I know people that have gotten COVID 100 days after they've had it prior. So it's like, you just can't, like, and just regardless, just don't go and fucking get other people sick when you know that you have symptoms.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's like the whole antibody thing is just like, if people lean on that, and I'm not a scientist. I don't know if I'm going to have antibodies
and even this new strain, they're saying that you can turn around. It's so contagious that it could turn around and you can get it again and again and again. And so like, that's what another thing that really irritates me with people that don't think COVID's real. It's like, so they're just going to keep getting it. And they're like, it's another cold. I have another cold. I have another cold. And it's like, it's never going to be COVID, because why would they test? Because
I think the in the beginning, people were so scared of it that they wanted desperately wanted to test. Now that people in me included, assume that it's kind of a milder bug and it's just super annoying and it has lingering symptoms, but it is dangerous. I'm not trying to diminish how dangerous it is, especially for certain folks. And I have a dead pancreas. So I'm not, what if this bout, what about this round of COVID? I'm fine. And the second round, the second time I get it, hopefully knock on wood, I don't, but second time I get it, it's much more, deadly for my part. So I'm not trying to minimize it, but I think the fact that for certain people it's on the milder side is making them not want to test because they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be bothered. It's mild. Oh, who cares? And they want to go on to go fucking putt-putt or whatever. You know, they want to keep that life going because to them, oh, it's mild for me. So what's the big deal? Like, who cares? But anyways, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I have a question. I have another question for you. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
One song. You can send one song. Verify to get to aliens in some way. We don't know what the response would be. But you could send one artist or song.
Oh, no. You're not doing this.
Playlist. For the aliens to represent how you want a best foot forward for humans, whatever it is, what would you choose? You could do artist or song. I won't limit you to.
I don't know why, but this just popped into my head. Led Zeppelin.
Okay, I like it. It shows creativity.
Because I feel like I would want, if I was an astronaut and I was in outer space, I would want to be listening to Led Zeppelin. Like, you know, no, I was thinking more like, I just feel like that's such a, like, you see fucking shooting stars, like, I don't know, fucking asteroids next year. Like, I just feel like it just would be a fucking
cool. And the aliens can learn about blues, too, because, you know, Led Zeppelin just fucking ripped off blues artists, so that would be good. Two birds with one stone. Uh-oh. Well, no.
Never mind.
No, I love fucking Led Zeppelin. But that would be a good choice. I think that would be good. I wouldn't want to go too
maybe artsy, his voice artsy. Might be a little too, I don't know if they would get it, but I'm talking just like.
Would they get it though?
You know, but I feel like more like the music, like.
Andrea Bocelli?
No.
Or fine. No. What if Andrea Bocelli singing Led Zeppelin?
Andrea is a girl.
Wait, what's his name? Bocelli. What's his name? The guy who.
Is Andrea?
Is it Andrea? What's his name?
Andrea?
I don't fucking know. Bocelli. Lord mercy. Andrea Bocelli. That's his name.
No.
You son of a bitch. You are Italian.
See how to pronounce it.
How else would you pronounce A-N-D-R-E-A?
I always said Andreal.
Andreal? No.
Oh my God, fuck yourself.
No.
Whatever.
Hey everybody, Chris here from Extra Normal. We got cut off at the end, but we are going to maybe continue on next conversation, but goodbye for now until next week. You can follow us if you'd like to follow us on Instagram at Extra Normal Podcast, on Twitter at Extra Normal P. You can email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on all of the socials. Give us a like and review and subscribe to get this thing moving even further. Thanks.